Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Connections with your host, internationally renowned intuitive psychic medium, Donna Marie Crawford. With clients in more than 30 countries around the world, Donna Marie is known for her compassionate and empathetic readings. Whether you are seeking a connection with a loved one who has passed, or you desire spiritual guidance about a particular challenge that you are facing right now, Donna Marie delights in sharing messages and insights from Spirit. To learn more about Donna Marie and the services that she offers, please visit her website at DonnaMarieCrawford.com, where you can also get access to her free video series, How to Awaken Your Divine Intuition. And now, the host of Spirit Connections, Donna Marie.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's great to be here. It's a beautiful day here in Connecticut, and the sun's shining. It's starting to feel a little like November. We've been very blessed up here in this region, and I'm very grateful for many things. Today's the day before Thanksgiving, and although there's so much going on around us that seems to be skipping right over Thanksgiving this year and going straight to Christmas, I'm very much connected with energy and gratitude, and I'm a little disappointed that we're not emphasizing Thanksgiving and what we really, really should take time and be thankful for. Thank you for joining me today. I'm here to do readings, so I don't want to talk too long, but I do just want to, you know, bring forward what Spirit has been sharing with me to share with you, and that is really gratitude is the best place to come from. It's a positive energetic way of being, and we really do draw to us what we focus on the most. And when we can keep that focus in the positive and in gratitude, that really does help us have more to be grateful for. So without further ado, I'm going to go right into readings today. I do have a full switchboard, so I'm going to do the best I can. I give kind of mini readings, so I'll do the best I can to share everything that comes through in as quick a manner as possible for the room, and so I can get to as many callers as possible. What I'll do is I'll give your area code first, and then the last two numbers of your phone number. I like to definitely guard confidentiality in all my clients and all the readings I do, including in a public venue like this. The phone number, the first caller is 347, and the last two numbers are 54 of your phone. Thank you so much for calling in. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Maribel.
Maribel, thank you so much for joining me today. I do mediumship as well as psychic connection. So what is your question today, Maribel, for Spirit?
Well, basically, I wanted to know if love was in my near future, so someone that I'm able to be compatible with.
Well, you know, I have to say the road seems to be a little long for you, and I'm a little older, so it's like a phrase is coming through for me to share with you. It's, you kind of do have to kiss a lot of toads to find the prince, huh? It's been like you've been trying and needing and exploring and you know, not connecting with the one that you feel is the ideal. But I want to share that Spirit's sending the message to you that you have been gathering information as you've gone along your journey. And just as in the opening, when you keep your focus on what it is that you're wanting and trusting and knowing, you will align with it. I have to say that, you know, it's a little difficult to connect with people that are of the like mind of you, is the way I have to interpret what Spirit's sharing. It's like you don't have much opportunity to be around people that do align with what you're hoping for. It's kind of like, you know, trying to meet people in the wrong places, I guess, is the way I, you know, there's an old song playing in my head. It's funny the way Spirit gives me things. But I do feel that, you know, it's like looking for love in all the wrong places. And it's really following what you want and what you're interested in. So I feel that by summertime of next year, you're going to be like vacationing with someone. that you're in a relationship with. So please allow yourself to really participate and be open to opportunities of meeting people that are, I have to just say, like you. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's what I've been hoping for.
Okay, because it's like, I don't know how else to interpret that other than that, but it's almost like you're not hanging out with people that are like you, you know, that have the same morals, values, you know, they're not that they're not good, great souls and wonderful people, but it's just not the source of where you're going to find your true love, because I feel that that's really important for you to continue to hold on to. You know, many energies now feel like, well, we'll try it and see how it goes. But you don't want to go that road, and that's okay. So keep your resolve to be, I'm going to use the word a little picky, but that's okay. It's meant to be translated to me. It's meant to that you're confident, you know, that you're not going to take less than you're deserving in a partner and just go with it. You know, it's like, you know, you have to know that it's the right thing. So I do feel that's coming for you. And I do, as I say, I'm getting like a vision of you on a beach with somebody next summer on a vacation, like you're going to go vacation together. So this is going to be something that's established for a while and you're comfortable going away together. So, you know, be open to, are you into like art, or I just feel like there's like gatherings of people that have interests of you that you haven't like tapped into yet. Does that make sense?
Well, I like anything that's kind of seemingly obscure to everybody else. Like I like alternative healing and I like learning about
Thank
that.
You. Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, that's what it's like, gatherings of people. So really, Maribel, don't be afraid to, you know, attend an expo or go to a lecture or take a class in something, you know, find ways of connecting with people that have the same interest as you. And I do feel that that's going to be where the opportunity opens for you to meet someone with the traits and qualities and inner self that you're looking for. And all those that you've had and met and tried, you know, to get to know and it hadn't worked out, you know, the toes, it's helped you to figure out exactly what it is you do want. Trust to know that it wasn't a waste of time, you know, meeting others and going out with others for a little bit and then figuring out it doesn't work, because it really empowers you into, you know, refining, I guess you could say, that's a good word. Refining is the way Spirit's sharing that, of what it is that will connect with you on a forever basis. Do you know? And that's not
exactly.
Easy to do. Right, and it's not easy to do, and, you know, it's so fun. My parents and the generation before were getting married at 18, and when I think of that now, it's like, I didn't even know what I, you know, what direction I wanted to turn when I was 18, never mind who I wanted to be with. So trust to know that the journey has been the way it has for you to be able to refine and define what it is that you're really desiring and compatible with forever. Because you don't want to marry and divorce, a marry and divorce, a marry and divorce. That's not your desire. Not that it's anybody's, you know, but some people are just not as devoted to it. Thank you. That's the way I'm going to say it. You're really devoted to that kind of a connection. And I do feel by next summer, you're going to be in a very positive one.
Okay.
So I know we always want things sooner than later, and they always can be depending on our action. I want to shoot that in because I can feel in your energy like the air going out of the balloon. Oh man, I got to wait till next summer. That's not what I feel Spirit is sharing. What I feel Spirit is sharing is that you'll be settled into a relationship by next summer, and that it will be a positive one that is in alignment with that forever thing that you're so knowing is meant for you. But you have to allow the guidance that you get. You know, if you're walking somewhere and you see a flyer for something and it sparks an interest, you know, go. You know, that Spirit aligning you with opportunities to connect with exactly what it is you're looking for. And don't be afraid to approach other people, because it's, you know, you can be, it's so funny though, our energies get squirmy. I call it squirmy, you know, you could be talking to somebody and it's perfectly fine conversation, and then that little element of attraction comes in, and then you start fumbling or stuttering, or, you know, you have to fix your hair, or, you know, that's really spirit giving us a knowing that it's, you know, this is someone that you need to get to know better, because there is alignment, there is experience meant to be shared. So it's so fun how our experiences in life and you know, our energy can kind of interfere with things, but spirit is always there guiding you towards what it is you're focused on. So yeah, keep up the knowing of what's right for you, and not allowing yourself to accept less.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and
this
you have a wonderful holiday, and you know, the being thankful is just, it's so in the forefront of my energy right now. I'm thankful and grateful to be able to connect with you today.
Aw, thank you. This was such a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Yes, it's so wonderful to be able to, you know, really share the guidance that we all receive directly, and not always easy to follow, though. So I absolutely understand that. My next caller is from area code 520, and the last two numbers of your phone are 76. Thank you very much for calling in today. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Great to connect with you.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. I'm feeling very thankful.
Very good. Well, you know, it's wonderful that we've even designated a day or even a time of year just to emphasize it. It's, you know, it's something that is so much more positive experience in life when you are, that it's too bad we didn't have one a month, I guess. But it is my honor to be here and connect you with spirit messages. So thank you for coming in.
Oh, heavens, thank you. My question, if that's okay, would be about, I'm supposed to start a new job in a new company, and I just wonder how you saw that going, if it's going to be a good changeover, like money-wise and things.
Yeah, the first thing I'm getting is there had to be change. There was such a energy, guidance from spirit to move you forward, and I don't feel as if you really had much opportunity, or you know, even if you got moved forward, you weren't compensated for it. It's like I feel like I'm visualizing you putting on more and more hats and getting no compensation. It's as if more and more duties are given to you, and, you know, no promotion, just more work. So I do feel as if the change is positive, but I do feel that you making sure to allow yourself to not hold back your desires to advance your skills, to share your skills. I feel as if there is a bit of hesitation in your energy, but I have to say, I want to share that we're all conditioned in this life. I don't know why it starts off even when we're young, that change is the worst thing. It's horrible. You know, you don't want change. Stay in the familiar. It's comfortable. But really, everything has changed as we move along our path. So I do feel that this company is a positive, but I have to tell you, Lisa, I feel as if it's a stepping stone. I don't feel as if you're going to be there like forever. You know, I feel as if you're going to go in, you're going to, you know, do your thing, you're going to gain some more, and then you're going to go even further. So as you're moving along this, know that this is just like, I want to say it's like a chapter in your career path, because you've been held back, Lisa. Does that make sense? It's like people are holding you back. And it's not, And that's why it gets so uncomfortable for you, because it's not in alignment with your essence of energy. I mean, you came in here to keep moving, you know, keep gaining, keep seeking, keep improving, keep expanding. I don't know, all these words are popping through. And when you're in a situation where you feel like you can't move, I use the word stagnant for me and often, but it's like, it's the best word. I feel it's like you start getting that stinking stuff, you know, stagnant water starts to, it's just miserable. And that's how we get to feel when the change is really needed. So you had to get out of where you are and move to another place. But I think there's going to be something better after that. So
cool.
I feel that spirit sharing to, you know, go into this with like, and it may sound horrible the way it's presenting it, but it's like, take what you can get in the experience, but keep yourself open to something better, and it's going to come. But it's almost like you had to get out of where you were, so it's like jump out of the water into the dinghy. But this is the dinghy, and now you're gonna find the ocean liner. That's fun the way that just came through. I like the way that was presented. You know, because it is kind of a lifeline, this job that you're going to. It's kind of getting you out of, I mean, you were like, you couldn't even speak much there, huh? It's like, I feel like you couldn't express yourself at all.
Yeah, you know, there were some times that I was starting to feel that way, and it felt kind of very unlike me. And so
right, and that gives you that squirmy feeling.
Yeah. And then the other thing is I have a lot of irons in the fire. And as a volunteer, I've worked on something for several years, and I've always asked, it's a separate organization. They're having another meeting. It's not an interview. It's just another meeting the first week of December. And I've always told them that I wanted to get contract work with them, as well as do, you know, what I do on the main thing.
Yep.
Do you see? Oh, yeah? Yeah?
I do feel very positive about that. I do feel very positive, and I feel that, you know, it's when you've had your focus on it, it's intriguing, it's exciting, it's, you know, you're really, it's something that I just have to say, a positive energy around, and I do feel it's going to draw positive results.
Wow.
So keep yourself
positive. So I should make an effort.
Keep yourself in front of it and know that, you know, they're going to go to you when the time is right for it. So yeah, definitely.
Wow.
It's and to keep that positive knowing around it, and that, you know, that it will come when it's meant to, because as I say, just keep yourself open, always thinking, or something better when you're visualizing for yourself. I recommend that to all my clients, because we're human and we restrict ourselves, and we, you know, we don't allow often our full potential, because, you know, we take one bite and we don't realize that we can have the whole pie, you know, but it's our conditioning, our socializing that can limit our belief in what's possible. So keep yourself open to all it is that you're, you know, you do have a lot. And that's why I feel like there is going to be something better. But you're going to gain out of this change, no doubt. And it needed to happen. It's definitely positive for you. Okay. Thank you.
Well,
for
happy Thanksgiving.
And you
thank
too.
You.
And keep in touch. Let me know how everything works out. I'd love to know.
I will. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed day. Take care. Thank you.
Oh, bless.
Well, it is always my honor to do readings and share guidance from Spirit and really validate for you what it is that you have an inner knowing that Spirit's sharing with you. Okay, thank you for holding. My next caller is from area code 720, and the last two numbers are 60 of your phone. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Name? Yes,
my
I
name
can.
Is Casilda. Good morning. Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I do have a question, and so I just moved into this home, right? I moved in here the 1st of November, and it seems like that there is an annoying neighbor or someone that's, like, calling and complaining. The police was at my house last night. I do have teenage kids, but they're not loud, and, you know, they might play the music or something like that, but it's nothing – you know, for this
yeah,
to happen.
You do.
You know.
Yeah, there is someone that's close to you that's very set in their ways, is the phrase that's coming through. And there's a sense of bitterness around this energy, and it's not personal. I have to tell you, it's not you. It would be anybody that's there. So I feel as if there's some age in this energy, the soul. There's someone that's older, and that it's someone mm-hmm. who's just like, you know, it's almost like, I want to say, this is the way it's coming through, is it's like behind the curtain of this person is a lot of hurt and loneliness and bad experiences, and almost like, it's almost like a little bit of kindness could turn the situation around, but to understand that it's not personal, it's not just you. Do you know what I mean? It's not you that this that the complaints are about. Okay, it's it is unfounded in many ways. But there has been change for this person, and as I was pointing out for the reading before this, change is very difficult for some that are conditioned and socialized to feel it's like you got to dread it. It's not going to work out. But it's almost like looking at the, is this a person that lives by themselves even? I mean, I feel like it's like even.
I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know if he okay. lives by himself. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay. Yeah. I think it has, you know, I think that, you know what, it's almost as if he's just a lonely, miserable old person who.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? That just needs a little bit of, like, you know, bake them some cookies and you know, introduce yourself as the new neighbor. And, you know, if there's anything that,
I did that.
You know,
I went around to all the neighbors and introduced myself.
Okay.
Sure did.
It's almost like, I want to say, I know it's hard to do when you're feeling such negativity, but I just feel like this place, this location for you is pretty ideal, huh?
Yes,
it's
it
like
is.
This
and
is
that's
an
what
idea.
My next question.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and that's what I was about to ask, because I sure do not want to go through no moving again. No, no, no.
Right. No, I
stay here my entire time.
Yep, I do feel that it is a very positive place for you, and I do feel that the way I'm receiving it, I have to say, is this kindness is going to make the difference. And it's difficult, because when you're dealing with this, I have to say it's so embedded and ingrained in this person to be miserable that it's difficult to turn it around. So as, you know, perhaps I don't feel as if you're going to have to move, but I do feel, you know, there may be some more, you know, bumps in the road, but I feel they can be smoothed out with, you know, please, I'm trying my best. And you know, if there's anything I can do to help you, we're trying to be as calm and courtesy as we can. And you know, and that's all you can do. It's almost like, I have to tell you that there's going to be points where it's like, no matter what you do, there's going to be a complaint, but it's not founded. And it's something that is, I'm not the only one that feels why these complaints are coming through. Do you know? It's like, I feel as if even the officers at the house last night were like, I'm sorry we have to be here, but, you know, we just have to check in. It was like almost apologizing that they had to be there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not something that is going to create havoc unless you allow it to within yourself. You know, it's
and I don't
like,
need that. No, totally not.
Right. So, yeah, no. So, you know, just, you know, talk to the kids, because your kids are good kids. It's like, you know, okay, we got this, like, you know, thorn under the saddle here. No matter what we do, they're not going to be happy. So, you know, just try to tread a little easy there, and we'll work through it. Because I just feel it's like, once the soul gets to know you and your family and you become, you interact more in kindness, it's almost like he's not going to be able to help it. Do you know? He's going to have to ease up on it. But it is change for him. I feel as if, you know, there wasn't a family in there before, so.
I believe it said empty for about 2 months before I moved in. And I felt like, you know, once I moved in, that this was the place for me. This is where we need to be. And
it is. So now, I heard from Spirit, it's ideal. It's an ideal location for you, and that I do feel that kindness is going to help you work through the difficulties that you're going through now.
And then also, do you see me possibly buying this place after kind of working this over with him? I mean, I don't, because
well,
I'm a loving person. I mean, I love, you know, I love everyone, and that's
yep.
what I send out this book.
Well, you know, I almost have to tell you, and I know it's, this isn't probably like what you want to, like, wanted to hear, but it's almost like he needed you to be there, to come there, to introduce him, to expose him, to involve him in more kindness, because there is a lot of bitterness within this person, and it's almost like, oh, everybody's the same. Oh, you know, and when he starts to have the experience that that's not the case, it's going to expand his journey and his experiences here. So it's kind of like you were meant to be there to help him become less bitter, and he's there to help you understand that people are bitter and it has nothing to do with you.
Oh,
and I do feel that. Yeah, and I do feel that it's like it is in your, I have to say, it's in your focus, in your goal set, and Spirit's going to do what it can to align you in your highest good, and I do feel that is this location. So I keep getting this is an ideal location for you.
Beautiful,
when you ask about
beautiful.
Buying it, I got that again.
Okay, well that's wonderful. I appreciate that. I guess I'm going to have to just work my magic and pull a little, get that.
Yeah,
get
you know, it's just
together.
That kindness and
with some love
and trust in that. Yeah, overdose mm-hmm. in kindness and overdose in love and you know, I to share in this reading and for everyone that's listening or will listen to this. Our thoughts are things, and it's energy, and we do affect things with our thoughts, and we can send prayers of kindness, of love, and of goodness into a situation that is turmoil, and we may not turn it around immediately, but it's never going to be wasted energy. The energy that we waste is on worrying and stressing and not doing something positive. That's just enhancing the negative. So prayer really does, you know, so it's called different things, talking to Spirit, asking for guidance. Mm-hmm. It's all different things. But, you know, even in situations of being asked to say this, even in situations of others' actions, we can affect it by having positive, generating positive, accepting things. And this energy will be received, and it can, you know, it can shift things in a very miraculous way. So allow yourself to continue to wish them well and, you know, only the best, even when they're giving you
yes.
difficulty, because it does change the whole energy around the interaction. Whether they're aware of it or not, believe in it or not, or trust it. You know, it's as long as you know that you have that ability to interject,
shift it.
That's a great word, interject the positive in anything, it really does shift it around. And it's not always easy because we're human too, and we're not perfect. But when we can try to be as positive in any situation, then it brings positive to the situation.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
Thank you, and I thank Spirit for bringing those words through so well, because I know that I'm not as you know, able to express it. I trip over things, but when I just let Spirit come through, it just comes through clearly. So thank you
yes,
very much. I wish you blessings
thank
in
you
your
very
home.
Much.
And,
yes.
You know, let me know how everything goes. And, you know, the kids are great. Just ask them to work with you for a while. And I really feel that they're going to, you know, chip in and help you get through it with the kindness too, because you raised them.
Yes. Yes, and they're
okay.
working hard at it. Thank you
You're
very much.
Doing a good job there, no doubt. You too.
Thank
and
you.
To you and
happy holidays to you. Happy holidays to you,
you
and yours as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm so sorry. I've gotten the notice that I'm going to be shut off in about 60 seconds. So I just want to thank everyone that's come. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to all the calls that were here. But hopefully, if you did connect with a message that was shared with someone else, know that it was meant for you and that Spirit is sharing it with you, even though it was given to someone else, because you heard it. Spirit delivers guidance in all ways. If you'd like any more information about me or to connect with me on a private level, my website is DonnaMarieCrawford.com. Thank you so much for allowing me the honor. I'm very, very grateful and thankful for all that I'm able to do and share. Blessings always. Have a wonderful day.